Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The fate of Tuvalu in the face of rising sea levels was top of the agenda for an official group visiting from the island nation. A delegation from the Tuvalan Parliament briefed the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee, and the effect of climate change and rising sea levels was high on the mind of Tuvalu's parliamentary speaker, Sir Kamutu Latasi.
The trees are falling in the beach because of the erosion of the tide and all that. And with an island 3 meters above sea level, all around the nine islands, there's nothing we can do about it.
Sir Latasi said his nation wouldn't stand a chance in the face of a tsunami.
If such thing hit our group of islands, I don't think there is any time to flash a message that we are in trouble or what. Because within 5 or 10 minutes, everybody would be either drowned or floating and the land would be under water.
Sir Latasi said his government had appealed to other nations to address the issue but felt all avenues had been exhausted.
If nothing can be done from your side, nothing we can do. We'll just live on as human beings and hope for the best that there's no tsunami that hits our island.
Tuvalu's parliamentary speaker, Sir Kamutu Latasi. Later, Tuvalu's Minister of Natural Resources, Asaya Taia Itilele, pointed to another problem caused by climate change.
The Tuvalu waters are getting warmer than before, and this will cause the fish to migrate to other oceans where they are more comfortable adapted to.
Mr. Itilele said changes in ocean current had also had an effect on his country's fishing industry.
Now, according to data that received from researchers and scientific research, the fish are spawned right up in the Philippines and Indonesia, where the sea is a little bit still. Once the tuna spawn and tuna species, alike species, spawn in there, they will migrate through the current that comes along from Indonesia and Philippines down to Papua New Guinea and then to the Pacific Ocean. Now, the current at this time has been changing. And so instead of coming their way, most of them, they're coming down to Australia and New Zealand.
About 25% of Tuvalu's GDP came from the fishing industry.
Tuvalu has got only one resource, none other than the ocean that we have. And should the fisheries sector is affected by global warming, that will be a decline in the earning or money coming in from the fisheries.
Mr. Itilele said the future for Tuvalan fishing wasn't promising.
We are at the end of the line. It is a phenomenon that is beyond our control. And we,
a country with no other resource
and no other specialities in order to defend ourselves from global warming, we are just left there at the big ocean, not knowing where to go.
Tuvalu's Minister for Natural Resources, Asaya Taia Itilele, briefing the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee during a visit by a delegation from the Parliament of Tuvalu. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.